RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, you know you can get the flu at any time of year, but the peak time is right now. Between October and February is peak flu season. Did you get your vaccine? Are you worried about getting your vaccine? We keep hearing things in the media about how the vaccines don't necessarily cover the strains. Well, here to clear all that up is Dr. Albert Rizzo. He's the chief of the Section of Pulmonary and Critical Care Medicine at the Christina Care Health System and senior medical advisor to the American Lung Association. Welcome to the show, Dr. Rizzo. The flu this year, we heard last year some of the strains weren't covered. What do we know about this year's flu?
Well, we're hoping that the strains are covered better this year, but even if they aren't completely covered, it's always best to get the vaccine because they're going to be partially effective and help people prevent having a more serious epidemic of the flu.
What sort of flu season are we expecting this year?
Well, it's hard to predict. We're hoping it's going to be average. As you mentioned, we start seeing it as early sometimes as October. The peak tends to be December through February, but sometimes as late as April and May. So getting vaccinated, it takes about 2 weeks for the vaccine to kick in. So we expect people to start being vaccinated as of October and try to get it all done.
So what do we know about the vaccine? We as you say, we try and catch the strains. Getting the vaccine
right.
is better than not because at least you'll be mostly immunized.
Exactly.
So do we know a new strain this year?
The strains are not that different from last year. There's what they call a trivalent, which has two of the influenza A and one of the influenza B types, which have been circulating really throughout the world in the Northern Hemisphere. And that's what the manufacturers try to aim toward, the ones that have been picked up at other parts of the world, and try to predict which ones are best for us in this country.
So tell us about the flu vaccine itself. There are a few ways you get the vaccine.
There are several, exactly. Mm-hmm. The elderly over the age of 65, there's a high-dose flu vaccine that's recommended. It produces more antibodies in that age group. That's an intramuscular shot. There's also a nasal spray for individuals who prefer that. And there's also what's called a jet injector. For people who don't like needles, they can get a water stream injected into their skin. And there's a sub-Q injection. So there's multiple ways of getting it. The important thing is to get the vaccine and talk to your doctor about which one makes the most sense for you.
Well, nobody likes a shot. I know my kids hate the mist because they don't like something shoved up their nose. And it's a little alarming when it goes, and you're like, whoa.
Right.
So the mist is, but it's a live vaccine, right?
That is a live attenuated, yes. So that's a little bit different from the rest of the vaccines. The live attenuated should really not be given to people who have risks of chronic illnesses or have immune system problems. So again, that's why it's important to make sure you check with your healthcare provider or the person administering the vaccine.
And just to be clear, it takes about 2 weeks for it to kick in.
That's correct.
Okay, so as you are somebody in pulmonary and critical care,
yes,
and an MD, and a very nice man, I might add, if somebody gets the flu, first...
Yes.
Distinguish between a cold and the flu. How do we know it's the flu?
A lot of similar symptoms. The flu tends to be more intense and usually has more symptoms outside of the upper head area. Achiness, tiredness, higher fevers, and lasts longer than a typical cold symptoms. Cold tend to be more up in the nasal passages and sore throat area. So the mild nature tends to be cold, more severe is flu. Can't always tell the difference, though.
So what do we do? Our doctors still, if our kids come down with this, and it's certainly much more sudden than a cold.
Yeah.
It generally is more sudden, comes with the fever and just feeling like a piece of crap.
Right.
Whereas a cold can linger and can go on and off, whatever, you sneeze, stuffy nose, sore throat, whatever. If somebody suspects it's the flu with ourselves or our kids, are they still doing Tamiflu? Are we still running off to the doctor?
The individuals who are at risk of getting more serious complications from the flu, which would include the elderly and also people with chronic lung diseases like asthma or COPD, should contact their doctors because getting on medications like Tamiflu sooner during the first 24 to 48 hours can make a difference. Most of us may not need that medication, though. It's the best thing is just lay low, hydrate yourself, don't get too fatigued, rest, stay home from work, don't spread the flu to coworkers. And even the old chicken soup and gargling makes a lot of sense. So a lot of rest and recovery time. It may take anywhere from several days to as much as a week or two for some individuals. But if you have a chronic illness and high risk for any complications, talk to your doctor early because there are medications that can make a difference.
How long does the flu vaccine work for, Dr. Rizzo?
Well, it does tend to wear off over the course of months, but there's even some lingering protection into the next year for some of the strains. So it's given in October to try to reach its peak during these peak seasons of the, you know, December through February, but then gradually the antibodies tend to fade off with time.
Okay, so when we're talking about actually getting the flu, what prevention tips besides vaccination do you have? Are there any?
Sure. And just like for a lot of spreading a lot of infectious diseases, good hand washing techniques are key. You know, keeping things away from your mouth and your eyes, not touching your face and hands, especially with contaminated hands. So washing and also staying away from people who are obviously ill and trying not to spread it around, especially keeping people who are at risk of the complications, young children or the elderly, away from individuals who are infected.
And the flu is a virus. It is
That's
not
correct.
A bacteria. So what do you want to tell people that run to their doctor and say, I want an antibiotic?
Well, appropriately, the doctor should not give them the antibiotic because it's not going to make a difference. And what it might do is just cause you to have bugs in your system that are more resistant the next time you do need an antibiotic. So it is important to not just throw an antibiotic at this, but to treat it as a viral infection, rest, hydrate, and get the appropriate anti-flu medicine if that's what your doctor recommends.
Dr. Rizzo, people hear about MERS, they hear about Ebola, they hear about all these things, and MERS especially with respiratory symptoms. When
Correct.
Do respiratory symptoms become something you worry about? It used to be, oh, if you cough up green stuff, then you've got an infection, you know, and that's not necessarily always the case now, right? So tell us about respiratory
right.
symptoms that go with some of these diseases.
Yeah, the symptoms that flu can lead to would be a bronchitis or a pneumonia that can be more serious. And with that, you tend to have the cough and the production of sputum that can be discolored, whether it's yellow or green. And that usually represents a superimposed bacterial infection, as you just mentioned earlier. So these are people who are at high risk of developing complications. They should be seen by their doctor. They may have been on anti-flu medications, but may also need antibiotics at that point if they developed the complication of a pneumonia. And the similar symptoms to MERS are there, and it's hard to tell the difference, except that it's very rare to have it in this country unless you've been in Saudi Arabia recently. So just the geographic distribution makes a difference there. But getting on antibiotics if you develop a complication such as bronchitis or pneumonia is very important, especially in the chronically ill or the elderly.
If something happens and it becomes pneumonia, is this contagious? Is pneumonia, bronchitis, are these things contagious? Because sometimes you hear people at the office and they're
sure.
like, oh, I've got a little bronchitis. And you're like, okay, really, should you be here?
Yeah, it's gradations. The virus, the flu is certainly more contagious with the cough and the spraying of aerosols. And bacterial pneumonias can be infectious as well. That's why it's important to do the hand washing. But people should cover the mouth, obviously, and stay away from work when you're in that acute phase and not on antibiotics. 24 to 40 hours, 48 hours is best to get the fever down, get on antibiotics, and become less contagious.
In just the last minute, Dr. Rizzo, give your best advice about this year's flu and the flu vaccine and why it's so important for people to get it for this year.
Well, we think very effective vaccines, and it's important to try to prevent the flu because it has such serious complications, especially in the young and the elderly and those with chronic illnesses. So you're not only protecting yourself when you get it, but you protect people around you who might get it from you if you had gotten the flu and weren't vaccinated. So it helps society in general, the more people we have vaccinated against the flu in addition to yourself.
Such great information. Thank you so much, Dr. Rizzo, and thank you to the American Lung Association. We're always happy to work with them as our great friends here at Radio MD. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go to RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show. We are live every day at 11 a.m. Eastern, at 11 a.m. Central for the hour, and you can listen to us on iHeart, on Radio MD, iTunes, or the free TuneIn Radio app. So there's a lot of ways that you can listen to these shows. You can share them with your friends on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.